is Free Talk Live. It is the show that you can take control of. You can dial in. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. It's a live Saturday show, so we're actually here, unlike so many other talk show hosts that just, you know, they don't really want to do radio that bad to come in and work on a Saturday. But we're here. We'll take your calls about anything. And as always, it is Ian here.
And Mark.
All right. So we're going to get right into your phone calls. But coming up, I've got two disturbing, strange, and bizarre stories. And probably the most disturbing stories of the year so far that I've seen. And it may be a little bit of an uncomfortable topic. We'll get to that, though. First, Alex is in New Jersey. Alex in New Hampshire, I think. You're on the AMP line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm calling about a new law that went into effect in New Jersey called Kiley's Law. What it does is it revises the provisional and other restrictions that non-standard drivers have. And what it's the hallmark...
Non-standard drivers meaning what, teenagers or... Like,
yeah, teenagers, I think, and other, like, if you have any kind of medical disabilities, whatever. Okay. But the most important aspect, the group of people, is the teenage drivers. What it will require is that on the left-hand side of the license plate, a red decal be placed so that police can identify teenage drivers who are driving after the hours that are not appropriate.
And sexual predators.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying. But the new restrictions, before it was from midnight till 5 a.m. that you couldn't drive. Mm-hmm. Now it's 11 until 5. And among other things, like, you know, it causes more problems because now the kids are going to have to drive faster to get home before the restriction goes into effect. That's going to make things more dangerous, like you said before, the sexual predators. But... There are also other kinds of things like you need to the seatbelts must be worn at all times for all people. You can't even use an iPod. Not that I would understand why you would, but you know, just there are a lot more restrictions now. And
it's for your own good. It's for your own good, Alex. Why are you complaining?
Yeah, well, I don't have to worry about it because I have a full license, not a provisional. But the other thing is, it's going to cause police to target teenagers and find reasons to pull them over.
You think the police will just start to target teenagers at this point?
Well, it'll be easier to profile.
Yes, it certainly will.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy the decal, and I'm going to put it on my license plate.
Really?
And I'm going to encourage as many other people to do it as well. Because if a bunch of people start wearing the decal, even though they're not underage or probationary teenagers, then the whole point of the discrimination won't even matter anyway.
Well, no, I thought you lived in New Hampshire.
Well, unfortunately, I have to go back to New Jersey for the summer.
Oh, I gotcha. Now, do you think there might be an issue where if you're wearing the decal or you have the decal on your plate without being restricted, that could be a problem?
I read the PDF about it from the Department of Motor Vehicles website, and they said that if you are over 21 or you're not affected by the restrictions, they said that you should remove the decal, but they're not going to make you.
That's true, because anybody could be driving the car, right? I mean, they just want the decal on a car in which a teenager is driving.
Only if that specific teenager is driving at the time. It should be put on and removed when you're done with it, if you share the car with your mom or your dad, you would have to remove it before they go out. But
that's crazy. How would you remove? Wait a minute. Where does this sticker go?
On the license plate. It's removable and
removable. Okay. Huh. Normally, when they give you those stickers that you put on your plate for the yearly update,
removable at all.
Those suckers are made out of you cannot remove the adhesive on those things. So that's,
right. So, no, what do you think of that idea of getting as many people as possible to put the decals on so that it diminishes the effect?
I think that Dr. Seuss thought of it in his book, in the Star-Bellied Sneetch book.
What?
This is the same thing. There was a group of sneetches out there, and the better sneetches had stars in their bellies. and the not so good Sneetches didn't have stars. So then somebody came along with a machine that would allow the Sneetches without stars in their bellies to put stars in their bellies.
So it's kind of the reverse of that.
Yeah.
I think it's a fine idea. I don't know if you'll be able to get anyone to go along with it, because who's going to want to, what average people are going to want to be targeted by the police as restricted drivers?
I don't really know, but I guarantee you that if I get pulled over, I'm going to be calling Pork 411.
Okay,
so
man.
I'll definitely give them a run for their money.
Well, good luck. Let us know what happens, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I support the idea. It's just that he's in New Jersey, so, he's not around a whole bunch of activists, at least that I know of. That's why he's part of the Free State Project, and has made the move at least part of the year, because he's going to school up here to New Hampshire. When you get up here to New Hampshire, you've got hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people that are willing to support you in things like this. Whether or not they're all willing to put the tag on or the sticker on is another question. But then again, we don't have that problem up here in New Hampshire in the first place.
Yeah, I think the biggest value of doing activism outside of the state of liberty activism outside of the state of New Hampshire is producing a really amazing video that might go viral on the internet, a la the "Don't Taste Me, Bro" kid.
Mm-hmm. Was that liberty activism in your mind?
Well, he was out to asking questions to John Kerry?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what it was about
question.
At this point.
Yeah, they were kind of liberty-oriented questions.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So coming up here, a very disturbing story if we get to it, but your calls are the primary element. Let's talk to Ralph, listening in Miami to WFTL. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
What's up, guys? What's going on?
What's on your mind tonight?
I kind of feel like I'm opening a can of worms here because I haven't heard anyone talk about it, and it's certainly a problem that affects everybody, at least in my circumstances. But what I want to bring up is the financial aid system and, all that stuff for school, for college.
What about
let me put it to you this way. You know, when the first time, when I started college, I did all the paperwork myself. I don't live with my parents, and I was able to go to school for a semester and get an art class done and all that, et cetera. And then the next semester, it was so much harder to go in. All of a sudden, there were deadlines for certain pieces of documents that you needed. And there were certain, deadlines, basically, mm-hmm. You can say. But they never had it before. You know, it was something that if anybody wanted to get into college, all you had to do was jump on the internet, fill out a few forms, give in a few information, and you were in class. That was no problem. And then I remember about a year ago, Miami-Dade Community College decided to let go, like single campuses, like 30,000 to like 20,000 students at a time. And, this is a problem that really
aggravates. Wait, what did they do to the students?
Let them go?
Let them go where?
Yeah, they just let go a bunch of, off of single campuses, not the entire Miami-Dade College system.
Meaning they cut them off, meaning that they weren't going to let them go to school?
Exactly.
So they cut off their financial aid is what you're saying?
Exactly. Now, let me put it to you this way, because you can't say that financial aid just cut you off, because that's not possible in the realms of law and all that stuff. So this is what I've noticed from that problem, okay? If you go on the internet and you jump on the financial aid page and start filling it out, you see that things are much more constricted now. There is less of a margin of error than there was before. And like I said, I live in Miami. There's a lot of Creole people, a lot of people from Jamaica and Little Haiti, Cuba, Puerto Rico, and all that stuff. People that don't speak English, And this is the problem. These websites are filtering out students.
Hmm. Okay. Do you think that it has something to do with the economic downturn? The banks are being a little more stingy with who they
loan. I'm sure. Of course. I mean, every single person on the planet has been affected by what's going on right now. There's no way to get over that. But I mean, when you start, right here, I swear to God, five blocks from now, they're building the new Lord of Marlin Stadium, okay? It's the best stadium that they have in Florida.
And I bet the taxpayers are paying for it, too. College is overrated in the first place. I thank you for the call tonight. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Find a product, find a service, put it in the marketplace, and profit.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including our webcam. We've got it there. You can watch and listen to the show. You can interact with other listeners because on the cam page there is a chat room as well. And it's all free. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com And the CAM is brought to you by memorydealers.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. By the way, we did mention a moment ago the idea of moving to New Hampshire with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Well, it's happening. It's called the Free State Project, and you can learn more about the project over at freestateproject.org. You can get signed up. That's why Mark and I made the move from the Sun Coast of Florida here a few years ago. And it has just been so much fun so far, and it just keeps getting better as more people move in and get active for freedom. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more as we go to your phone calls about what you want. Coming up, a very disturbing story. Actually, I have two disturbing stories. I doubt we'll get time to go through them both, but first, your phone calls. Justin, listening to WGBF in Evansville. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just had something to talk about the new law in Arizona. But for your last caller about the financial aid, he needs to read the brand new health care program we got, because now the government's going to determine who gets financial aid and who doesn't from the health care bill. But
the health care bill is affecting college financial aid?
Yeah, it's in there. Hmm. The government is now in control of 98% of all financial aid with, I believe it's like 2% someplace in North Dakota for some reason, one bank. I couldn't tell you. But when that all takes effect, it all comes into effect together. I couldn't tell you what exact page number it's on, but it's in there.
Yeah, there's 3,000 pages. How would you know?
Yeah, I can't remember which one it's on.
Sure do love how those bills stay on topic out of Washington, D.C.,
yeah.
Huh?
It's awesome. No, I hear a lot of people complaining about the new bill in Arizona, this immigration law.
Yeah.
My opinion is that I think it's a great bill.
Why?
Well, I mean, you know, illegal aliens, hence the word illegal, their first act to get here was breaking the law.
Okay.
Well, that presupposes that because a law is a law, that it is just, and that is not that's just not true, right?
It is just.
What is just?
Wait. I've got to clarify here. Are you saying that because a law is a law, it is just? Or are you saying that this particular law is just?
I'm saying that this particular law is just.
No, wait. I think we've lost track of which law we're talking about here. Are we, Mark, weren't you talking about the immigration laws in the first place,
yes.
Not specifically the Arizona one?
That's correct.
You're talking about the federal level laws,
just
about
the laws that limit people from coming across lines that people arbitrarily put in the sand.
You think those are good laws?
Yes, I do.
So now, do you support the free market?
I do support the free market.
No, you do not.
Why don't I?
You just told me
because
that
you're saying that you don't want labor to travel from across arbitrary lines in the sand.
Not illegally. No.
So you live in Florida?
No, I don't live in Florida.
No, he's in Indiana.
I live in Indiana.
You know, when I lived
in... I see it every day. I see it every day.
What do you
see? I see illegals come into this state, and they work in migrant fields, picking melons, picking this, picking that.
How dare they?
Look.
Yummy melons.
How can they?
I said, how dare they?
Well,
who do they think they are?
I'm not saying that they should. I'm not saying that they can't come here. I'm just asking you to do it properly.
Properly. Now, why is it proper to bow down before bureaucrats' arbitrary demands? What's proper about that? Isn't that kind of pathetic?
What's proper about it is that I pay my taxes,
and
I would like other people to pay their taxes.
Oh,
if I have to foot the bill,
you know, lot of illegal aliens get false Social Security numbers, and then they pay taxes, and they actually don't recoup them at the end of the fiscal year like you do.
True.
So many of them pay more than people in their same sort of wage bracket than other people
because
they don't claim them.
That is true, but there are also those that work for cash.
Uh huh. There are other people.
I do that too. There are
Americans that work for cash too.
I've done that in my life. I do that now. What would you have done to me, sir?
I'm not. All I'm asking you is to come here, support, respect our country.
Respect our country. Can you wait? Well, hold on. Now, when you say our country
was built by immigrants, wasn't it?
When you say our country
was not built by immigrants.
What? This country wasn't built by immigrants. What kind of uninformed opinion is that?
Hold on. When you say our country and support our country, what do you mean, our country? What does that mean? You mean the government?
No. Not the government. I'm saying respect the people that are here, that work every day.
Well, the people that wait a minute, the people that I've met that are immigrants, illegal and legal, so-called, are very respectful people.
And work very hard.
Yeah, they respect their employers, and they respect their community, and they respect their neighbors, and Hispanics in many cases, and other folks from other countries that want to come here and are good people from what I've seen. So where's the disrespect?
The fact that they broke the law by coming.
Oh, okay. So we're back talking about the government again, then, right? See, when I asked you about the country, you said it wasn't the government, but now you're talking about the law. So that's the government. So you're talking about respect the government's laws, not the people here.
Both. I respect the laws. I'm a law-abiding citizen.
You are?
I don't know.
Have you ever sped? Yeah. Have you ever sped in your car, your truck?
You got a ticket? Are you an illegal?
You ever smoke some pot? You ever drink underage?
No. Neither
you're
one,
a come on now. You are a darn liar. Every time we ask people that, they always, oh, no, I would
never had a sip of a beer below the age of 21.
You've never gone.
I would never.
I have never gone over the speed limit, not once in my life.
I never inhaled on a marijuana cigarette.
Come on, man. You expect us to believe you?
I've never smoked pot, and I've never drank a beer in my life.
You've never sped?
I've sped before.
You're an illegal.
Then you're an illegal.
Why don't you respect the law? Why don't you respect the country?
That is not what the law states.
What?
It's
what?
Not that I'm an illegal. It's not I'm illegal.
The law doesn't say that illegal immigrants are illegal either. That's nomenclature. That's right. been come up with, basically by people that, that don't want to see other people immigrate to this country.
They've been called illegal because they broke a law as they were coming here.
Look,
so,
you're illegal too.
Yeah, you just don't want to admit it. You don't want to admit that there are a lot of people in this country. I'm an illegal. I break the stupid government laws all the time, government rules. I don't care what they say. I'll do whatever I want to do as long as I don't harm anybody else. Now, what should happen to me?
Do you pay your taxes?
Yeah, whose taxes?
Are you here legally?
I don't even know what that means.
That's my question.
My mother allegedly pushed me out of her womb here on this particular plot of earth that has been bounded as the so-called United States. But I don't know what it means to be here legally. I'm not a lawyer. Do I pay my taxes? I don't know what that means either. I don't. I try to avoid paying any taxes, but I do pay the local gang because I'm afraid they're going to steal my house. But no, I don't pay the federal gang, sir. No, I don't.
Me too.
Huh?
Me too. I pay my taxes too.
Well, I don't pay them all. I don't pay all of the taxes they demand of me. So what should happen to me?
Well, then the IRS is going to come and they're going to take what they
will. Will it make you feel good? Will it make you feel good when that happens?
No.
Why?
Really.
Wouldn't you feel good when they were kicking so-called illegals out of the country? Wouldn't that make you feel good?
It's a more important
one. Isn't that the same motivation? Thank you for the call. Appreciate the discussion. 800-259-9231. People are cheering this law down in Arizona, but he would feel bad if I went to jail for not paying taxes. I thought it was, about fairness or whatever. It's Free Talk Live.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm sorry, Mark. I am amused by the fact that we came in here expecting to go in a different direction tonight. Because I felt, and we didn't talk about this before the show, but I've been feeling like we've been talking about immigration too much. You know, it's come up on the last few shows. Not necessarily that the whole shows have been focused on it, but it's come up a lot recently. And of course, with the whole Arizona crackdown thing that's going on there, people are talking about it. And when people are talking about things and they want to talk about it, that's what this show is here for. So it doesn't matter what we bring in to discuss on Free Talk Live. What matters is what you want to talk about, and we'll go in whatever direction you take the show. 800-259-9231. So the immigration, one guy calls about immigration, whew, the floodgates have opened.
Yeah.
We will take your calls. Again, you can call in about anything, but right now everybody's calling in about immigration. So we'll get right back into that here. 800-259-9231.
Do you want to know how to give your baby a head start? You can teach your baby to read beginning as early as 3 months old. It's easy and fun to do with the Monkey See, Monkey Do Baby Reading Kit. The best part is it's risk-free since they offer a one-year money-back guarantee. And you can go to their website now for a six-page report on how to have a smarter baby. It's babyreadingkit.com. And we have this for my son, and it has been a language explosion at my house. I definitely recommend this product for you. It's babyreadingkit.com.
The board operator says we've got a few angry callers who just wanted to yell obscenities at him.
At whom? What?
At the board op.
Apparently.
By the way, welcome to our brand newest affiliate, KRBR, also known as KNOI. They haven't changed their call letters yet, though, in Sulphur Bluff, Texas, 99.7 on the FM dial. Welcome aboard to them. They're on for all six nights a week, by the way, which is cool.
You know, and I think that we probably jumped on the guy who called in the last segment a little hard, but At the same time,
it's just getting easier, Mark.
We trapped him in several logical fallacies. And, you know, if your position is, blah, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. I mean, that's not a position, okay?
He didn't say he hated
him. No, I mean, that's what many people are calling in, and they're yelling obscenities at the board op. Like, on this show, we use, critical thinking and logic often as we possibly can.
Right. If you are in favor of protectionism, you can't be in favor of the free market.
Yeah.
Sorry, doesn't work. If you think that breaking the law on immigration or breaking the law in general is bad and that immigrants should be punished for breaking the government's rules, then and you feel good about them being punished for it, because a lot of people are excited. They're like, yeah, they're going to force the law. Yeah. But when they break the law, I bet they don't want the law to be enforced upon them. And when I pointed out that I've broken plenty of government rules, that I asked, well, how would you feel about me being punished? Well, I wouldn't feel good about that. Well, why not? Is it because my mother pushed me out of her womb on this plot of land?
Yeah, you're a good person. You were born inside the circle.
It's nuts. So let's continue here with your calls. Ladies come first. Eileen, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WFTL in Fort Lauderdale.
Beat us up, Eileen.
Oh, we don't know if she wants to. Be nice, Mark.
She
might.
I know. I'm actually a really nice person.
Okay.
And I have no interest in beating up or getting beat up. But,
me neither.
But I do have very strong opinions.
Okay, good.
On the immigration issue. This country was, founded, but certainly had broad and open arms to, immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't think that should change. But I think, like so many other things that if you can paint it with a broad brush, are broken in our system.
Yes.
So is the immigration process. I believe it's a problem with the process.
How would you fix it?
How would I fix it? That's a darn good question.
If Eileen were king and in control and could make
Eileen would be a queen.
Oh, true.
Unless you got an operation.
It's a little bit tough because you don't want to say, well, you can come in and you can't, kind of thing. But I think that I would certainly start with the people who are here. And I don't have a problem with a card carrying immigrant or alien or welcome citizen or whatever you want to call it. But because, we all carry cards. If I want to prove who I am, I've got my driver's license. Or if I don't drive, I'm going to have another kind of identification. So that's where I would begin. I would begin with some sort of identification. And for me, it's
Hold on. Now, when you say that, what does that mean? You mean you want to ID everybody in the country?
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to force everybody to carry is it a national ID card? Would you call it that?
I guess you would. I don't know if it's necessarily national or if it would be. If I I'm not a politician and
now,
I'm not a lawyer. But as far as that goes, what I'm trying to say to you is, if I want to drive, I have to carry a driver's license.
Indeed, I'd like to talk to you about that driving thing, Eileen. When you're out on the highway or the roads, and a police officer
absolutely break the law,
right? And a police officer pulls up behind you, just in the immediate vicinity, you see him. How do you feel?
Well, it's uncomfortable. It's scary.
Now, and I'd like to point out that you're likely, a middle class white lady. I'm just making a guess here. I'm just going out on a limb.
Right.
Now, and you feel uncomfortable. Imagine what it's like for somebody who is of a different ethnicity, and ethnicities that, I'm sorry, that just get laws enforced on them to a greater extent. Imagine what it's like for them to have to, a police officer, anytime he wants, can just say, hey, let me see that ID of yours. You look like you could be illegal.
I'm just trying to put myself in the position if I were in another country. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm in my gut trying to be as honest as I possibly can.
Thank you.
Do not think I would have a problem showing an ID card. I absolutely do not think I would have a problem.
Well, it's because we've been trained to be obedient to the men with guns and badges, and that it's supposedly good to be obedient to their demands. I have a problem showing ID here where I live. I make a point of not carrying ID when I go out of the house if I'm walking about or biking about. I don't want to show ID because I value privacy, and I think the more you give up to these government people, the more they're going to take, the more obedience they're going to want.
But that's really taking it to an extreme, and I'm personally not really an extremist. as you say, I've
sure.
been brought
I
up
think
to,
you are.
I've been brought up to have a particular address and have a telephone number and have, as I said, a driver's license or a social security number or card. Or credit card.
We all have been brought up
yeah,
that way.
And you know, they passed that Social Security card off on us by saying, hey, you won't be required to provide this in any way except for Social Security. And they lied. And this is the problem that I have with government and its mandates is that they creep all of the time. Government is constantly looking for a new place
there.
To go. And every time you give them a new power, they've got 100 different places they can go with it, Eileen. And that's what concerns me. Because I may not look Mexican, but I sure look Canadian, okay? And I don't want a police officer just saying, hey, son, come here. And they're allowed to pat you down. Did you know that, Eileen? They can pat you down to see if you have any bulges, to see if it's a gun or anything like that.
The cherry pat.
Yeah, and how much farther do they need to go? And these are my concerns. Now,
I have to agree with you that it's a very scary time we're living in as far as that's concerned. Up until now, I've never really had a problem with that. And I've always wondered how Hitler had come to, you know, into power and had gotten that type of a degree of power. And I see that happening now. I do. And it's very, very, very scary.
So,
I just don't, somewhere it's got to stop.
I agree.
Got to be
I've got a solution
way.
For you.
Okay, go ahead.
Since you're the queen, and I'm going to just be, one of your courtesans. Imagine me with a big fluffy hat and an ostrich feather.
Okay.
So you.
I'm going to suggest, yeah, I do love myself an ostrich feather. with my buff nails. What we could do is perhaps take away the lures for the deadbeats. Because the biggest problem I have for people that cross the border is a bunch of free stuff. Come to America, win the lottery. And I think that's the biggest problem. I want people that want to come here and work. I just don't believe that Americans should be forced to pay for their schooling and their health care and their hospital visits. I think that's the big problem. And I think the first easiest step is to just stop those things for illegal aliens. So the second easiest step is to stop them for everybody. Because I don't think that there's any reason why
everybody.
I should support.
You are absolutely right.
Eileen, you've been great. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate
Hail
hearing
Queen
from
Eileen.
You.
Eileen.
She's awesome. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues in moments. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenFax, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Dial in, toll free, take control of the airwaves. The live Saturday edition tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features. They're free, so enjoy those on us. Hey, if you want to support the show, one of the best ways to do it is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. amp.freetalklife.com. You get perks like access to the Amp Only podcast, which is minus our recorded commercials. You get access also to the Amp Only forum and a few other things as well. Go and get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com and the Amp Only call-in lines as well. That's amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. amp.freetalklive.com.
And if you have a major purchase coming up, you really need to look at your credit report. That the people at cleaningcredit.com can help you with foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments, or any kind of derogatory credit that is on your credit report. And they can help you to dispute it and clean your credit report up. It'll save you thousands over the course of the loan. It's a law firm, actually, down there in South Florida. It's part of the Better Business Bureau for more than 6 years, and the number one with the Consumer Advocacy Group of America at cleaningcredit.com. It's cleaningcredit.com.
All right, toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Right into your phone calls, we go to Michael, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, buddy. I just had a quick comment about the immigration.
Yes, Michael. What's on your mind?
First of all, I want to preface by saying I'm a big, very, very big proponent of a free market.
Great.
But I have to say that I do agree with most of the people living in the state of Arizona, although I do see your point to where, I feel like you're trying to make a point that if you, if you accept one law, then you have to accept all laws, like when you're questioning the guy about, like, has he ever smoked weed or anything like that.
No, that's not the point. That's not the point. That's not the point I'm making. I think that bad laws should be disobeyed. That would be my point.
Okay. Well, then I would agree with you then. And my stance on the immigration is that, when you have all these people that are over here illegally, the problem that you have, and I do understand that immigrants played an enormous role in the development of America, but when you have them over here illegally, you have non-Americans. And what I mean by that is most of them don't speak English. They knew nothing about the Constitution. They know nothing about our style of government. When you have them come over here, you start mixing the cultures together, and all of a sudden they have voters' cards, They're putting California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, and they have no idea on who to vote other than the idea that there's, you know,
sounds like your problem is with voting.
You're right. What you're talking about is voting. You're not talking about coming to America and making a better life for you and your family.
I can find you all kinds of Americans that were born here that don't know anything about the Constitution and shouldn't be
voting. I'm scared of Americans voting, too. I mean, look at what the heck we've gotten over the years.
So it sounds to me like your objection is really with the system of voting and political power in the first place. Because imagine if we didn't have a federal government, if we didn't have these state governments, these oppressive men and women who decide for us how we're going to live our lives. If we didn't have this and this kind of giant weapon known as the state out there for people to take a hold of, then we wouldn't have to vote for anything anymore, and none of those points you made would matter.
Well, I think that you're a libertarian then.
That term I don't really care much for. I would prefer maybe the term consensualist or voluntarist or voluntarist.
Okay, well, fair enough. And I agree with most of that. You know, do you think that there shouldn't be a government, period? Or do you think that...
I think that we don't need coercion. I think that we don't need coercion. I think that if you want to have people tell you what to do and how to live your life, you should be able to opt into that. But as long as I'm not doing any harm, I shouldn't have somebody trying to tell me how to live my life.
Right. And I don't think that even if we were going to have no government at all or no coercive government, which is pretty much the only kind of government we've seen on planet Earth... even if we were going to do that, you would have to get there by getting the government smaller. And what they're doing in Arizona is not getting the government smaller.
No, they're going to make a police state.
Taken one big, giant, jackbooted leap forward in the police state.
No, I disagree with that because when you have those, see, the one of the main issues with immigration is that the fact that drugs are illegal in the first place. You know,
indeed.
You have all those people that are coming over from across the border, which are supported by the Mexican government, it seems, with how they're favoring or how they're going after Arizona with this law. I mean, you should try to go to Mexico without your papers.
Let's not drag out that canard, shall we? I don't care if you go to North Korea and how they treat you. I'm here to say that coercive governments are bad, and the coercive government in Mexico is bad too. Simply because it might be bad to me does not mean that it's okay that I treat people that are from there badly.
Which I understand, but I'm not trying to say to treat them badly, but as long as you have them, and by the way, all the law is enforcing the federal government law, and a police officer cannot pull anyone over unless they have reasonable suspicion, or they can lose their badge. So it's not like you're going by and saying, oh, he's Hispanic, let's pull him over.
You know, what about walking on the street?
If I'm walking on the street, and just like you said, it doesn't necessarily make it a good law, but if I'm walking on the street and a cop asks me for my ID, I have to show him my ID.
No, that's not true.
You shouldn't have Al Sharpton race baiting.
Did you just dodge that? You are incorrect. You are not obligated to show a driver's license when you're not driving. You're not obligated to show identification to a police officer. You are obligated.
Don't give legal advice.
In some case, you're obligated to identify yourself. My name is John,
in some
or
places.
Whatever, but you are not obligated to show them a card.
And the obligation to identify is usually if the cop has so-called reasonable suspicion, which, of course, they'll just make that crap up. And look, if they make it up that they have reasonable suspicion, the idea that they're going to get fired is pretty ludicrous. I mean, there are cops out there that...
Because they fire them all the time for asking people for their ID.
There are cops out there that have killed people and haven't gotten fired, dude. So ask...
Which I understand, but you can't have a state going bankrupt because...
I would love to have a state go bankrupt.
You know, Arizona could have taken a huge, huge step towards liberty and said, you know what, we're not going to pay, welfare benefits or whatever to people that don't prove that they're U.S. citizens. I mean, that would have been at least a big step forward. But no, they decide, we're just going to kick them out. They can't come here and earn a better living.
I agree with that stuff that you're saying right there too. I'm not trying to disagree, but it's the other token. You don't think that it's race baiting when you have Al Sharpton and the unions importing people when 70% of the country, the state favors it?
I don't even know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're referring to there.
They're bringing people down there to protest. They don't even live in Arizona. Polls show 70% of Arizona favor it because it's bankrupting their state.
You know, during the 60s, they brought Jews from New York and all kinds of people from the north down to the south to protest the things that were happening to black people down there. Do you think that was bad?
No, and I'm all for civil rights, but when you keep using
except for civil rights
like,
of people that were born on different sides of lines drawn in dirt.
How can you? Let's go back to the very beginning of your call. How is it possible in your mind, Michael, that you could support the free market but at the same time support restrictions on the marketplace? Isn't that a little juxtaposed? Isn't that contradictory?
Because I believe in free market when it comes to business. You can't just open the borders and let anyone come into your country.
Brother, that's the free market, man.
My business is selling my labor, Michael.
I'm in business to hire the best possible person at the lowest possible price. So you're telling me that I can't have freedom to do my business.
I'm telling you that when you bring over people that don't speak your language, that don't understand and I know that there's people in the U.S. that are the same way, but that's part of having a bunch
immigrants
of
are fluent in English by the second generation and
certainly by the third. Most of them by the second, certainly
so
by the third.
Those people from Mexico that are over here that have been over here from generations, or the people in South Florida, for example, that have been over here since the 70s or 80s, whenever. You say that they should be fluent and educated by now?
There are plenty of people in down on Calle Ocho in Miami that don't. They are the deviation from the norm, but they are definitely not the norm. They're in the low 90. They're in the low percentage, low 10%, as far as that situation. And it is rare, but it is possible for somebody to be here three generations and not speak English.
In the free market,
came here and was here for one generation and moved from the poor to the middle class. I understand it, but education standards are different.
Do you think if you were Hispanic in this country that you would feel welcome right now? Would you feel welcome in Arizona? Would you want to integrate? Would you want to learn the language?
Yes. If I moved to China or for Mexico, go into their situation. If I came from a very socialist, a very corrupt country like Mexico, or we'll say the United States, like I'm moving to Mexico, or I'll just put myself in their situation. I would do everything to learn the language. I would learn the heritage. I would learn how their system of government works. I'm not just going to come over here, sit under the table, and do that.
They do learn the language. When people come here and most people are speaking English around them, they have an incentive, a market-based incentive, to learn the language so they can maximize their availability in the marketplace and their likelihood to be hired.
And also, Michael, the fact is that Republicans, far more than Democrats, do not look for they don't like the idea of immigrants, illegal immigrants especially. They're the ones that make the big fuss. And no wonder they're afraid the illegal immigrants are going to vote against them. They should. They hate. The Republicans hate illegal immigrants.
Thanks, Michael, for the call. Appreciate the discussion. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.